How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm very fine. I'm back to Paris. We had a sunny day, so it's cool. We're in Ireland this weekend. It was like really freezing.
Excellent.
But it's okay.
My first question will be, what's your story with Nouvelle Vague?
My story is like the most simple story. They just call me and ask me to join them. So I guess they hear like my two first solo albums, and they think about me, and they think that we can match together, that we can have like a nice feeling together, and that's what happened. And now like I'm touring all around the world with them.
Over the years, Nouvelle Vague have done many collaborations with many artists. How do you think they've chosen you?
I don't know. Maybe I'm in the similar to Nouvelle Vague, to their project. Like me, myself, my career. I did my first album, which was an album of French covers of French pop 60s songs. And I don't know. They have like singers, it's girls, and you should ask them.
From a musical perspective, where do you personally came from? What did you do before Nouvelle Vague?
Well, I started like modeling when I was 14 years old. I grew up in Tahiti. I was born in Tahiti, French Polynesia, which is very far, far, far from France and also from Romania. And, I work like that. And then I had like a TV show when I came to Paris. I worked for TV. And then I recorded my first album, then my second album. And that's it.
What are the artists that influenced you?
Well, when I was a child, I was like listening a lot of reggae music, which is not an influence at all in my music today, but which were like it was a big feeling and big coolness and happy life. And now that I live here, I can hear like I'm listening to everything because I'm very curious, like rock and roll. And I really love the Kinks, the Yardbirds, and that kind of like rock and roll bands. But I can listen like very alternative songs, singers like Emily Jane White, Alela Diane. There's many like this. And I think it's like inspiration in everyday life, like listening music like this. And you met and you know some artist, and so you listen to their work and you speak about it, and it's cool.
What should we expect from the latest album that you're recording with Nouvelle Vague?
It was just released this week in France. It's an album, like, how do you say? We have, like, a lot of guests singing on this album. And it's in French for the first time. All the album is in French. So it sounds different, but it have still have this Bossa Nova Nouvelle Vague that we know very well. And so it's, like, very fidèle, I don't know how you say in English, fidèle, maybe you understand?
Yes.
Like close to like Nouvelle Vague, but in French. So it's very interesting because now on the live shows, we can mix the three first albums with this new fourth album. So we can have a show like in French and in English. So it's very interesting. I'm French, I sing in French. And the other girl who's going to be with me in Bucharest, she's Australian. And she sings in English perfectly, so it's a good combination.
What are the surprises you're preparing for the show in Bucharest?
It might be that would be to show you the new songs, because we never played the new songs yet. The album was released this week, so it's very new. We start to rehearse, because the new shows and Bucharest will be in the first of the new shows. So it's to share now and to present the new album.
What are your plans after Bucharest? Where are you touring next?
After Bucharest, we will go to Paris. We have a big show in Paris for the new album, for the release. Then we go to Portugal, to Moscow, to Kiev, to St. Petersburg, to Greece. We have like 5-6 gigs in Greece. Then to Germany and to Mexico until, I think, There's many more, but that's what I remember.
It will be your first time in Bucharest?
No, it will be my third time.
How do you find the city?
Well, I really like, you know, and there is something that I feel is just that I was born in Tahiti, French Polynesia, which is very far, but my grandmother, the mother of my father, is Romanian. Hmm. So it's just like, even if I did not grow up in Romania and I don't know about the city so much, it's just every time I go there, my grandmother is happy.
What are the things you know about Romania from your grandmother?
Well, she left Romania and she came to France, but she doesn't tell me so many things except that she's very proud. And when I tell her that I go to sing in Bucharest, she says, wow, like if all my family is still alive, they would be like so proud and so happy to see one of the, of their family, like a girl like me living in Paris, but have like original Romanian blood, come and share with the people my French culture, and then we know that my family is from there. So she's just telling me about that, like how proud the family should be.